The $13.7 billion executive operating budget for 2017 includes fixed costs like the funding for public employee pension and health benefits. Both funds are currently carrying $20 billion in unfunded liabilities, or the amount of money needed to pay for future benefits. Grassroots Institute of Hawaii President and CEO Keili'i Akina.
In the employee retirement system, we are paying $500 million per year. And if we add to that the EUTF, the health insurance, that's another $800 million. So we are paying $1.3 billion every year for a 30-year period of time just to pay down the current unfunded liabilities.
State Budget Director Wes Machida, who served as Executive Director for the Public Employee Retirement System prior to joining Governor David Ige's administration, says that unfunded liability will likely grow.
Actually, in the next 20 to 30 years, it's projected to grow from there. So that together, instead of paying about $1.3 billion, you're looking at $3 billion plus combined for the two.
Machida says as the benefit payments go up, the state will have to increase its revenues to keep up with future requirements.
On average, people in this state and city and county systems live to about 83 to 84 years of age. Female teachers, the median age is 90 years of age. So any time people start living longer than what's assumed within the projections, that can actually add more costs that would require additional monies to come from somewhere.
Machida says from 1967 to 2005, $1.7 billion of retirement system money was credited back to the state and county governments, the employers. He says actuaries estimated that if the money was retained, the retirement system would be 95 to 100% funded today. Acting State Auditor Jan Yamane says Hawaii is not the only state with unfunded liabilities.
We are certainly not Wisconsin. You know, they are funded at 100%. Utah is pretty close to that as well. However, we are not Illinois or New Jersey, which are at the bottom of the scale. We used to be closer to the bottom. I noticed that with the strong payments into the fund, we are starting to move in an upward direction.
Yamane says there are current efforts by the state to privatize certain government jobs, but most are protected from conversion by the state constitution or case law. Machida says retirement reforms have been made and could be made in the future, but will not be felt for a long time. There's also a five-year experience study.
The actuary goes through an experience study to determine what has transpired over the previous 5 years and to recommend adjustments going forward, such as contribution rate adjustments, mortality table assumptions, and so forth.
The state's current $1.3 billion annual funding for public employee retirement and health benefits represents nearly 20% of the state general fund appropriations. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.